Good morning,
good afternoon,
good evening.
Wherever in the world you might be, I am Nicole Beasy, and
you know everything.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever in the world you might be. I am Nicole Beasy, and welcome to Energy Leadership. This is the foundation of the way that I work with everybody. As a 21st century CEO coach, a multiple business owner, an investor, a developer, and someone who spends a lot of time making sure that businesses start, scale, and sustain, energy leadership is the foundation of success. It enables anyone to achieve exponential success, to create limitless opportunities, and to have endless potential without the same stress and struggle that we've gotten used to before. And I know that sounds too good to be true. I know I sound like a used car salesman when I say that, but let me tell you that I've worked with hundreds of ideators, creatives, rebels, rule breakers, leaders, CEOs, professionals, like you name it. I've got a very broad spectrum of experience. I started 25 years ago in the music industry. I started my first business when I was 23 years old. I have started, shuttered, and scaled and saved over 50 different businesses personally, let alone the businesses that I've advised, consulted, and coached the leadership in. So with that, my friend, please know that this is not your average corporate training. This is not your average coaching brouhaha. This is the fundamental way that you are going to be able to walk away being able to coach yourself. I personally believe that we all have this skill set, that we are all leaders because we need to show up and lead ourselves first and foremost. Then we've got to lead everybody that is in our immediate experience, let alone if we're building, scaling, working with teams, so on and so forth. So I am more than excited to share with you the way that I have learned to make everything easy, to bring flow and trust and creativity, even to the most corporate, white, colonialist, capitalist, male in oil and gas. So please join me today. We're going to go through what energy leadership is, why it matters, why it's so transformative, how to strategically apply it to yourself in this moment so you can finish this series and improve the results that you are getting without actually doing anything extra. This is not about doing more work. This is not about hustle harder. This is about achieving the results that you have set out to, but doing it in a manner that supports your unique way of working, your unique energetic blueprint. And we'll talk about how that is actually a measurable, quantifiable result that you can measure and then leverage so that no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, and no matter who you're working with, you are able to be successful. You always have a choice. This is ultimately about freedom. This is about autonomy. This is about independence. This is about creating your reality. So from there, we'll talk about specifically creative leadership, and then we'll talk about some of the crazy results that you can get into and expect. So once again, thank you so much for being here. I am Nicole Beasy, and let me tell you a little bit about myself, and just a little, because I'm not going to tell a whole bunch of emotionally dramatic stories, nor am I going to spend a lot of time talking about myself. You're here for a reason. Your time is absolutely priceless, and I want to get into this style of leadership so that you can walk away and get the results that you desire, because that's really why you're here, right? Right. Okay. So like I said, I started in business almost 25 years ago. Oh my gosh, it's been a minute. I was absolutely a part of the hustle harder culture. I was 23 in the early 2000s. I'd moved to a foreign country, and I looked around and realized there was no business model for the projects that we were working on, the records that we were recording, the artists that we were working with. And having come from the United States and now living in a foreign country, I realized that my experience, it positioned me incredibly well. I was also very young and full of chutzpah. So I went for it and I started a record label. I also started a recording studio, and I just started to put together some of the dots, right? I worked with very avant-garde, very independent, you know, not necessarily for everybody style artists. And I realized that in order for these artists to be successful, not only did they need good sounding music, not only did they need good sounding recordings, They also then needed to perform in front of people. They needed to be managed effectively. And so I started to build what ended up being a decade-long career in the music industry. And due to a family emergency, I ended up moving back to the States. And I thought, that's it, this is over. At that point, I had built up a level of resilience and a level of trust that allowed me to take pretty crazy risks. To say that I've stopped and started over multiple times would be an understatement. So if you can relate to having absolutely no resources and no money, no connections, no relationships to leverage, no mentors out there to help you, yet being a scrapper and willing to just start, just take an idea and bring it to market, see if anyone else will appreciate it and will believe in you enough that they support you in taking that next step. And that's truly where leadership shows up. Can you lead yourself to take that first step? And then can you get at least one other person to support you in that next step? That is leading. That comes from this energy behind the action. So when I got back to the States, what I had failed to realize is how advantageous it would be for my existing relationships to now have a direct connection to the United States. And I was able to leverage that into another 10 years of incredibly successful times. So I ended up living my absolute dream life, living in Los Angeles, working with an A-list artist, touring the world, playing at the biggest festivals, headlining the biggest festivals. I mean, it was absolutely incredible. Unfortunately, when things get good, when things get easy, when I feel like I've figured out the challenge, I get a little bored. And so I retired at the ripe age of 38 and started over again. That is how I got into corporate. I was the COO at a very large, independent, privately owned company. I did that for a couple of years. Through that, I started coaching because I realized that despite all of my experience and all of the success I achieved, I was in a completely new industry and I really needed to upskill in order to influence and lead in a manner that felt in alignment with me. So I was inspiring the people that I work with, not using fear or force to get them to take action. And I'm sharing all of this because this is an example of what we're going to talk about in terms of how to apply energy leadership and the specific framework that I work in. When I look back on my career and when I look back on my life, I moved in this framework. And it's a very simple 7-step way of looking at your world so that you can immediately identify what energetic level are you experiencing. What energetic level are the people that you are working with experiencing, even if it's the collective, the greater population, somewhat external to yourself? And then finally, what energetic level is going to enable you to achieve exactly what you're seeking with as little struggle and stress as possible so that you can start to realize these exponential results and this success without spinning your wheels? So after finding this way of working with people, things really, really took off. I started mentoring, I started coaching, I reconnected with a lot of my music industry people, and ultimately I left corporate to start doing this full-time. Alongside establishing some other businesses, I started investing in businesses. Because of this way of working, CEOs, boards of directors, leaders started to realize that they could achieve the same style of success that I was demonstrating without having to work so hard, which means they could do more things. They could be more present in their lives. We started looking at this holistic experience that is everything you're setting out to achieve, not just careers and success in business, but also success in your interpersonal relationships, success in your health, success in your wealth, and your happiness. When you're able to understand your energetic experience and bring awareness to it, you can then choose. You always have a choice. And that is your first cue that energy leadership is for you. If you feel like you're disempowered, if you feel like things are happening to you, if you feel like, especially in your work and most especially in your business, that you're stuck, please, please, please keep listening. So a lot of people find me and they find energy leadership because in fact, they have created a ton of success and they are ready to level up, but they keep doing the same thing and they're burning out, potentially on the other side of burnout. They're exhausted, they're bored, they're apathetic. The things that they love just no longer inspire them and light them up. Perhaps things are worse than that, but for the most part, I tend to work with people who have actually achieved everything they've set out to. It just didn't land the way that they expected. And maybe you can relate to that. I know when I first did a 5 or 10 year plan, and we're not going to get into that today, but I stood in my office with my business name on the door, with my employees around me, with my, you know, home that I had bought, with the income that I was generating. And I thought it would take me until I was my age now to achieve those things. And I was 13 years younger. I was 30 years old. I think I was actually a little bit, I was like 28, 29. And I looked around and I thought, well, okay, I ticked those boxes, but this is not what I expected. So regardless of where exactly you're at, what you're trying to achieve and where you're going, energy leadership meets you exactly where you are to help you understand your needs so that you can fulfill them and get where you're going so much easier. So with that, let's get into it. The energy leadership system, I'm almost reticent to use that word because I personally, I don't like systems. I don't like being told what to do. I don't like being put in a box. And so when I found this, I had been working with a very large department in our corporation that was HR. Now, if you're not in the United States, this is human resources. They tend to be in charge of hiring, firing, and like performance development, right? They're kind of, they look at corporate from like a systems angle and then suggest like, this is who you need to be hiring. This is how many, this is how much they should get paid. This is what's like, okay, and legal in terms of relationships and communication. This is what's not okay. Like you go to your HR people to complain about your boss in corporate because there's like a bureaucracy for everything. So anyhow, I was told about these different assessments that they would give people, these tests. The Myers-Briggs test, the Enneagram test, the Big Five test, and it labels you and then tells you, this person might be good at marketing. This person should be in accounting. And I felt like, you know, I've got a lot of different skills. I don't really feel like I can relate to one particular label or like four letters that describe me. You might relate to this if you're familiar with some systems like astrology or human design. There's so many different ways we like to prescribe. I mean, don't even get me into like mental health labels because it does the same thing. It puts us in this box and it says, this is the way that you move forward. And the reality is you're dynamic beings and the way you show up at work might be different than the way you show up in your community, which might be different than the way you show up in your family. And you're going to need dynamic strategies that are responsive to the environment you're in and responsive to you and the space that you're in and how you're choosing to show up and what you need in that moment. So all of these like externalized systems, I just find to be far too static for the world that we're living in today. Energy leadership helps you understand where you are so that you can understand why you're showing up in that manner. It is fulfilling a need. You are achieving a goal. Now, that need might not be very likable or very desirable, potentially for yourself or again, those that are in your environment. So we are able to suddenly figure out like, okay, I'm feeling like this here, but I want to be that. Or I am experiencing this when I'm around this person. But ultimately, we need to be working on that. It measures how we connect with the purpose and the people in our environment in order to collectively achieve what we've agreed to. So again, you can see how each one of those points of interaction can shift and change. And depending on how big the project is, depending on how big the goal is, there's going to be different iterations on that path, different segments of your journey that demand totally different understandings and perspectives from you. I want you to also open to the idea that this is incredibly simple. This is a way of viewing your world and engaging with your world, again, that simply gives you a choice. And we have been talking a lot about the binary, right? When you believe that there's one or another option, and for the most part, and we'll get into this in the next video when we talk about the seven steps, the seven energy levels. For the most part, people are playing not to lose. They are thinking that I can lose or you can lose. And those are not great options. And I'm sure you can relate to this. You've felt like, especially when something traumatic or stressful or triggering happens, and I'm not talking about triggering that brings up like a past trauma. I'm going to use verbiage like that because we're familiar with it, but recognize that the energy levels, although are very descriptive and help us understand where we are, we're not unpacking what might happen in therapy and deep depressive or anxious levels of energy. Those are absolutely levels of energy to bring awareness to, but this is for when we're actually ready to start climbing up that energetic ladder. It's the way I think of it. You're going to get a lot of fun analogies from me in this series. So when we understand our energetics, that is truly the momentum behind the action. It is the way that we are able to compound and leverage the existing feeling that is happening anytime we're taking an action. And so I always think about it like this. If it were just as simple as a to-do list, or a plan, or a schedule, or even a strategy, we would all be gajillionaires, like living our best lives, right? Because I'm sure you've put together plenty of plans and plenty of strategies and had a to-do list. And maybe you're checking everything off on that list, but it's not getting you where you want to be. You're exhausted. You resent some of the activities that are on that list or that you're engaging with. That is the energy that is holding you back. It might sound simple. It might even sound a little bit like blamey. There might be some shame around it. All we're doing is identifying that as energy. We label the energy. Energy isn't good or bad, right? It can neither be created nor destroyed. It can only be transformed. So that's what we're identifying, the energy that's here and the energy we want to transform so that we can get to where we're going without that resentment, without that fear, without that apathy, without any of the things, any of the energetic experiences that actually make everything we're doing harder or potentially unsuccessful. Even though we're doing the right thing, we're following the plan, we're ticking off the boxes. So this is about emotionally connecting and bringing awareness to where we're at. This is a measurable, quantifiable way of working with your feelings, which is a really new concept. I think most people don't understand that we can actually measure this. And everything that I'm sharing with you is based on scientific studies. There are tens of thousands of leaders who have been through the energy leadership assessment. Feel free to Google it. And I also can do an energy leadership assessment. It's a 20-minute exploration that then compares your data to hundreds of thousands of data sets. And that's where you're able to quite literally measure the energy of each of the levels, how you show up normally, how you show up stressed, and then what are you going to do about it? So lastly, the purpose of this session, of this training, of the energy leadership system is to give you clarity so that you can make conscious choices that give you the freedom, the independence, and the success that you've always dreamed about. So we're going to spend the next few videos getting into that. Thank you so much for being here. I'm super excited for you. This has absolutely transformed my life, but importantly, it's transformed the lives and the businesses and the professions of every single person that I've worked with, whether it's their teams and their employees, the leadership, the people who are in jobs. I can't tell you how many people I've worked with who have asked me to help them start their own business so they can quit their job. But what ultimately ends up happening is they learn how to advocate for their own needs and create the perfect job, oftentimes that didn't even exist in the structure within which they were working. I have a 100% hit rate for ROI with the people that I've worked with. I have no fear in charging what I charge because I have zero examples of people who didn't make that back. 4X, 10X, it's an incredible system. There we go, using that old word again. It's an incredible framework and a way of thinking and a paradigm shift that will ultimately enable you to be the inspired, intuitive, and compelling leader that you want to follow. So thank you so much for being here. Let's get into it.